We are hours away from opposition leader Bill Shorten delivering his budget reply speech. Mr. Shorten is going to push to keep the deficit levy on high-income earners. This budget repair levy raised the tax rate from 47 to 49% for people earning more than $180,000 a year. It's due to be abolished from July, but tonight Bill Shorten will confirm that Labor wants to keep it. Michael Packey, 2GB's Federal Political Editor, joins us from Parliament House, Canberra. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
It's a pretty simple argument from Bill Shorten, even though it doesn't go down too well with a lot of people, particularly if you're earning more than 180 grand. His argument, though, well, why would you get rid of a budget deficit levy when we're still in deficit?
Yeah, exactly right. And as you say, it looks as though Bill Shorten will tonight confirm that Labor would continue the deficit levy while the deficit is still happening. But the government is saying that they're going to get rid of it from July, basically because they promised that they would get rid of it from July at the last election, and they want to keep to that promise. But what I think may confuse this issue a little bit tonight is that the government, the opposition is saying the reason that they want to keep the deficit levy is not only to pay down the deficit, but I also think that they'll want some of the proceeds from the deficit levy to also help fund the National Disability Insurance Scheme beyond 2019. At this point in time, what the government is saying is that they'll increase the Medicare levy by 0.5% to fund the NDIS beyond 2019.
What's Bill Shorten had to say about that idea of lifting the Medicare levy from 2 to 2.5?
Well, this is the issue. They're not saying anything. They're saying they're weighing their options about it. They're not sure that they want to go ahead with it. And this is why the whole issue of a deficit levy has also come into play, because essentially what Labor is saying is, why would you axe the deficit levy but then impose an increase to the Medicare levy? Why not just simply keep the deficit levy going, potentially use the deficit levy to pay the deficit, but also some of that money to go towards paying for disability insurance scheme beyond 2019 when the money runs out?
All right, we'll hear Bill Shorten tonight. Just in question time this afternoon, Michael Packey, I understand the opposition has been grilling the government on the costs of their company tax cuts, and we've got some new information.
Yeah, we do have some new information. Essentially, this is what question time was all about today. How much are the company tax cuts costing the government? Essentially, what Treasurer Scott Morrison has said is that the tax cuts that have been legislated so far, that is for businesses with a turnover of up to $50 million, that's going to cost the budget about $36 billion. So there'll be $36 billion less going into budget coffers. But if relief is offered to every business, regardless of their turnover, what we have found out late this afternoon, in fact in the last 15 minutes or so, it's going to cost the budget more than $65 billion over a decade. That's around $15 billion more than it previously had been thought. So Labor is saying, you know, all of this money should not be going to business tax cuts. Instead, maybe this money should also be going towards paying for the NDIS.
Battles on several fronts, and we'll hear your coverage tonight. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's Federal Political Editor, joining us from Parliament House, Canberra.